You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions presents the DFS Lineup Lock Hour, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
And we're back. Time to talk some DFS.
DFS!
We apologize if there's been any technical difficulties. A couple of times we got knocked off, but it was during a commercial break.
I know, I was happy for that.
And we've got Tony Cincata ready to step up in and talk some DFS. We haven't gotten a Cam six-pack and some golf talk as well here. This evening. Tony Cincata. What's going on, Tony?
What's up? Vladimir Putin effing with you guys in Canada. Well, it seems like taking care of this show. Vladimir Putin. It must be that guy from CNN in Cam's house that's effing everything up.
Portuguese Joe.
Yeah, Portuguese Joe.
Now leave Portuguese Joe alone.
He's actually a good man. All he wants to do is watch CNN and go to the casino.
What's wrong with that?
No, Doc. Actually, Tony, you guys would get along too. True. He's got a smoking hot young lady too. You'd approve. He's a good guy.
Does he share?
Does he share?
He cooks. He shares his food.
Yeah, he shares his food.
Always talking about Portuguese food.
He always brings me over leftovers from Mama, but I don't know if he shares his lady.
Is that like a requisite, Tony? Like if you rent a room out, you're like, oh yeah, by the way, right? Anything you bring in here is
shares.
Yeah, you must share.
You know, it's kind of crazy. Like, guys will share pizza, guys will share cars, you know, every once in a while. Why not the woman? If she's really good and you really love your friend, why not share her?
Well, you remember the baseball players in the 70s? They traded wives?
Yeah, the Yankees, right? Back in the day.
Yeah, one of them stayed together for years, and the other one ended horrifically.
Yes,
it's like
it
that
usually
show,
does.
Wife swap.
Yeah, but it was for real.
Real wife swap, not for like a week or 2 weeks. This was for wife swap for life.
Imagine if they tried to do that today. People would freak.
Oh, damn.
It's amazing. You figure as time goes on, we'd be more open to things, Tony. But opposed, it's actually the opposite. You know, we're not open. People panic and freak out about everything.
Oh, political correctness is crazy. I sent you something today. Daniel Norris made a crazy comment, right, about it was an allegation about some sort of sexual assault, and he says what doesn't kill you, you makes you stronger, right? And people are flipping out, and I'm like, this is a 22-year-old kid that lives in a van down by the water. Are we really going to care what he has to say?
Good point, Tony.
In a van down by the river. Yeah, Fritz Peterson.
Fritz.
Yeah, Fritz Peterson. Yankee pitchers Fritz Peterson and Mike Ketchich disclosed today that they've exchanged families.
That's
pretty
nice.
Insane.
Wow, families.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Wow, that's a big deal.
Imagine player to be named later in that deal.
Yeah, right now there's a lot of husbands tuning into the show. I didn't know you could do that. Really? I didn't know. Can you do that? Really? All right. So we got a lot of DFS talk to get to.
How did things go with the DFS basketball last night, fellas?
You know, Tony? It's fun. I camp a little short in my in lineups, but the pick'em contest I end up making money in last night. And it's funny, I got a couple pick'ems in last night. Last night, DraftKings had something new. It's called the Red Eye, where they had the 1:10:30 game and then a couple of the 7 o'clock games for today. So I put a couple of those in. So I'm already halfway in. Pretty soon, we're going to get, you know, everything involved. We'll be doing some Olympics pretty soon in DFS.
Interesting. All right, so let's jump in. We're going to talk some golf. Cam's got his six-pack for you bettors. Cam's got a DFS golf lineup.
Actually, two, Gabe. Two.
All right, two.
Without Dustin Johnson.
I've nearly got a lineup. I'm one or two players away. I got a little bit too greedy trying to put Fleetwood Mac in there along with the other players I already had.
Hey, Tony, you should see Gabe. He's like, I got Dustin Johnson. I got
Pat Perez.
I got Pat Perez. I got, yeah, what do you, what else?
It's my team. Charlie Hoffman, Pat Perez, Dustin Johnson. Johnson, Cantlay,
yeah,
putting Fleetwood was just that was the nail. That
like,
broke the back.
I'm like, Tommy Fleetwood's expensive.
$9,500. Yeah, I liked it too until I saw the price.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll get to the golf. Let's start off with the basketball right now. We've got a full slate of games on tap this evening, so the options are aplenty. Let's start off, though, with the point guard position.
It's big news first with the Atlanta Hawks. They've decided to officially tank the season, and they're sitting out their entire team tonight, so that's going to cause a lot of cheap plays. The Hawks have decided to sit out Dennis Schroeder, Ersan Ilyasova, Kent Bazemore, and Kavanaugh tonight. All four guys are out for the Hawks tonight.
Wow.
That's nuts.
So basically, really? John Collins...
DFS chaos.
Yeah, John Collins, Torian Prince, Malcolm Delaney, all are going to be strong plays. And you can also make the case for Mike Muscala.
Yeah, yeah. Collins has to be here for $4,600 right now. Ilyasova was $4,500. You know, yeah, Collins has already been a nice player. You've been talking about him, Tony.
Yeah.
Coming off 21 DK points in 23 minutes. But if he plays 30 minutes this evening, there's a good possibility he can get his 30 DK points.
Yeah, and as far as I know, I didn't see anyone brought up. So basically, they're playing with eight players. So these guys are going to get an opportunity. These guys are underpriced, and they're playing against Detroit, who's been struggling defensively. So tonight, I'm going to tell you, we're going to get into it. We're going to go by it, but you're going to see a lot of lines that have Atlanta Hawks and Utah Jazz tonight.
Pistons are 10-point favorites in this basketball game right now. The total is 207.5. Guys, one team that's in action this evening, the L.A. Lakers and the Pelicans. Extremely high total. We talked about this game with Mark Lawrence, Cam. About, you look at wherever Isaiah Thomas is. You look at Isaiah Thomas with the Cavaliers. Their defense was horrific. He goes to the Lakers. He plays one game. They gave up 130 points. Yeah, the Lakers are routinely playing good defense as of late because Lonzo Ball's not there. And now you put Isaiah in there, boom, they give up 130. Tonight they're playing the Pelicans. I do expect this game to be a track meet. Now, listen, Isaiah Thomas arguably is the worst defensive player, starting point guard in the history. Well, he didn't start, but played 30-plus minutes. But, Tony, he's arguably the worst. The numbers bear it, too. He is the worst defensive point guard in the history of the NBA. He's, basically the worst statistical number since we've been keeping stats defensively. Yet,
he might be a good play tonight.
Oh, yeah. He's $5,800.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
I was like, $5,800. Are you kidding me? In a game that there's going to be points, and he's going to score. Yeah. He might give up a boatload, and we'll get into Rondo and Holiday any options. But
if he gets any type of minutes, he'll blast through his numbers, man. It's going to be a good play.
He should have 40 DK plus tonight, Tony. I would be surprised if he doesn't.
I got him in the top four or five based on his salary. The number one play for me at point guard tonight, but you can use him at shooting guard, is Donovan Mitchell against that Phoenix team. That Phoenix team, and forget about it. Ricky Rubio's out tonight for Utah, so Donovan Mitchell's there alone. And then you got, of course, Harden and Westbrook, but then I have Isaiah Thomas and Malcolm Delaney. Malcolm Delaney's only $3,500. He's going to start in that game for Atlanta. So I put him right there at the top of the point guard chain that you could use, and you could go some Thomas and Mitchell there. But I'm at $3,500. I'm going to get Malcolm Delaney in all my lineups.
What about Damian Lillard, if you're talking about a guy you might want to play tonight? Not too expensive for tonight. I expect some points in that game. I'm actually thinking he might be worth a look tonight. What do you think, Tony?
$8,800 bucks tonight. I think it comes right around the 40 mark, which is going to make him up a little short in your tournaments there. You look at Golden State, Damian Lillard is a guy that played this point guard, but he's going to draw Klay Thompson in that matchup. Klay Thompson's probably an 8 out of 10 on a defensive scale on a one-on-one matchup, and Stephen Curry will get CJ McCollum, and I think McCollum's got a little easier matchup out of the group.
Interesting card tonight. We mentioned the Lakers and the Pelicans, a total of 230.5 points. Golden State Warriors and the Portland Trail Blazers, 226 points. And, of course, anytime the Brooklyn Nets are in action, for DFS purposes, you got to keep your eye on the opponent. The total is only 212 points in that basketball game. But so looking at the point guard position, we've got Harden, 11,400, taking on the Sacramento Kings this evening. A lot of people are in love with Russell Westbrook tonight at Memphis. A player that catches my eye, Tony, you got to pay for him, but he's absolutely shredding it right now. And a guy that's playing the best basketball of his career by far and has really, really fit in here in Indiana, Victor Oladipo. I mean, guys, he's got 128 DK points in his last two games, Tony.
Amazing.
So you got Victor Oladipo in this one, and he gets an opportunity to go up against the Brooklyn situation. He's lighting it up. 43 is the point. The only problem you have in this game is if they don't blow Brooklyn out, right? That's the only problem you have, because he's going to score 40-plus points in this one. Since coming back from an injury, you're looking at Oladipo. He's been a guy that's been up and down. I think it all depends on where you could fit in other guards, because you know what? You can only pay for so many of these players, and we have some guys cheap. He put up 68 in his last game, 60. So he's back-to-back 60-pointers. He's a good play. Do you play him at 9,000, or do you go up and you take a hot in Westbrook? I think Anthony Davis is the best player on the whole board tonight in that game you mentioned. And
I agree.
How many of those you can get in?
I like Anthony.
Oh, Anthony Davis
tonight against the Lakers.
Must. He's expensive, but probably going to be worth it.
Well, you know, I'm almost looking to, if I'm putting lineup together, Tony and Cam, I'm looking at that Laker-Pelican game. I'm also looking to pick on Brooklyn a bit here this evening. And, you know, there's a lot of value now that Tony just tells us about all the Atlanta Hawks situation. Similar situation, Tony, with the Washington Wizards this evening. Somebody's got to get the minutes tonight. I mean, they don't have a point guard. John Wall out, of course. Saturnowski out. Fraser out. So, you know, you got Bradley Beal. Obviously, the volume's going to be here this evening. But who else, you know, what's your take on the Beal situation and this situation with Washington tonight? So you got Beal, and then you get into the other guys. Do you go with an Otto Porter? What about a Kelly Oubre? Because, you know, Oubre's pretty consistent. You know, he'll give us 25 or so, maybe 30 with the extra minutes tonight. What do you make of the Washington Wizards situation and all this guard chaos?
I'll tell you what is crazy about this. First of all, Beal and Otto Porter Jr. absolutely rise up. And then you got a situation where Aubrey is going to get some minutes at backup point guard tonight. So he's going to have an opportunity to get some extra minutes. And I think that absolutely sets up well for Kelly Aubrey Jr. He's going to be on the court 30 minutes in this game.
Hey, Tony, I know sometimes if you're going to get expensive guys filling out the lineup, Ian Clark's in the
He was talking about Ian Clarkson before we lost our man there. Let me go over some of the plays for you in tonight's action, and we'll get those guys back as we get a little technical difficulty. First game on the agenda, you have Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers going at it. That is a 202 in a total, and you look at the Philadelphia is a good defensive team. Miami, a good defensive team. Last night, we were surprised at how well. Yeah, there we are. We were surprised how well last night that Miami game, Toronto, Gabe. I was shocked at the score last night.
Were you? Why?
I'm surprised it went to almost 230.
Oh, you're surprised at the high scoring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think it's maybe the All-Star break coming up here, Tony, that players are like, yeah, I'm not playing defense.
They're already halfway to the holidays.
Yeah, like honestly, like they're like guys.
Good point.
Yeah, you know, seriously. It's like guys.
They're checked out.
You know, we're all going to party in a couple of days, whatever, man. Do your thing.
It's actually good from a betting perspective, too. Take a look at some overs because there's not going to be a lot of defense tonight and for the final night, so we can maybe cash some tickets.
Yeah, and it's also, Tony, we also said, DeRozan, he's not taking a lot of shots, he's not doing anything. 27 points.
Yeah, they played 30-plus minutes, both him and Lowry, last night for the first time in about seven games that they both played 30-plus minutes.
We all nailed it, though, yesterday. Well, listen, Tony, you and I were both wrong about Oklahoma City, Cleveland coming to play.
Jesus, Cleveland.
Yeah, I know. There's this new lineup.
Starting to scare me, Gabe.
Yeah, it upsets me as a Raptor fan.
We have Tony, Gabe, I have him east. I got him at 9-1. He got him 5-1. Everything's going great, and then the trade deadline happened. And I'm looking at my futures going, great. Thanks, Cleveland.
Yeah, I really wish they would have still had Isaiah Thomas and stuff in the same team.
Exactly.
They all hated each other, and they're fighting. I like that better. But
so I got an update on this Washington point guard situation, too. Based on what I see, Saturnowski is going to play tonight, and we are not going to have in the lineup tonight Frazier out there. So Kelly Aubrey is going to back up. Saturnowski is the only point guard in the lineup tonight.
Interesting. At $5,200, are you interested?
I'm actually more interested at Kelly Aubrey Jr. at $4,900.
I can't disagree. Otto Porter, 69.
I like Otto Porter.
He's another guy. What do you think of Tim McConnell right now? He's getting a lot of TJ McConnell. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things where you feel like, you know what? Pamela Anderson at one time was like a really hot-looking woman, and if you go out with her now, she's sort of been around. She sort of got a lot of miles on her, and I think I missed the TJ McConnell after the triple-double.
You'd still go out with her.
Yeah, come on, Tony.
His price is elevated, so I can't get on him now. I would still get on her. You're correct.
You're pretty harsh on Pam Anderson there. I trust me, if you met her at the hotel bar, Gabe, I think you'd say, sure, I'm up for another.
Yeah, I won't be getting that opportunity anytime soon. There's not a lot of like locks and guarantees in the world, but
that's one of them.
Me hooking up with Pamela Anderson is probably one of them.
Yeah, that's a good.
What if she had low self-esteem?
Tony. What are you trying to say, Tony?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, you're right.
She does like guys in bands, though.
Yeah, that's true.
A good point.
She did.
She used to like guys in metal bands.
I think Tommy Lee ruined that. Yeah. You know what? All kidding aside, I think she's with Julian Assange. She's been spotted at the Ecuadorian embassy quite often.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Ecuador.
Yeah.
Lots of fun things to get into there.
Well, they're a very religious country, too, because I read, it was upsetting them, because he's, it's a very religious country, and it's their embassy.
Yeah, and they're like,
And he's holed up there, and now he's got Pamela Anderson coming over for, like, a booty call.
Yep.
Yeah, I was reading it. It upset the Ecuadorian embassy. Like, they told him, listen, this isn't like, it's not like Tony's love den here,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. The damn embassy, work to do.
This isn't Cincata's shaggy van.
Tony.
We'll get to the Tony Cincata trap of the night.
Yes.
In the NBA. I want to get the Cam six pack. We'll blast through the NBA tonight, sure, so we can get to some golf talk too, Tony. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side with Tony Cincata, Cam Stewart. I'm Gabriel Morenci, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Another show flying by today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks to Gambloo and Mark Lawrence for joining us. We're now talking DFS with Tony Cincata. We got a lot of golf and picks to get to as well. So let's blast through the basketball right now. On to the shooting guard position.
Tony likes Mitchell a lot.
Harden, Oladipo, Curry. We talked about Beal. DeRozan tonight back-to-back on against the Chicago Bulls. Holiday tonight, I don't know, I think Holiday has got to be in the conversation, Tony, against the Pelicans this evening. We got Isaiah Thomas, right? So who's going to take advantage of Isaiah Thomas tonight? Is it going to be Holiday or is it going to be Rondo?
Yeah.
Because I don't think, Luke Walton's not a very good coach, but even he isn't stupid enough to think that Isaiah is going to be able to cover Jrue Holiday, right? So
Holiday's going to stay on the court most of the time, right? And so that'll help him out. But like you said, he's not stupid. He's got other guys there. I'm sure Isaiah Thomas is going to cover Rondo.
That's what I'm thinking.
One-dimensional. But I just don't know how much time he'll get on the court as far as him and Holiday. You look at Rajon Rondo. He played 30 minutes in the last game. He played 42 against Brooklyn, but then 25, 30, 21, 18, and 34. He's all over the place because he's so bad defensively. And if he has to cover Isaiah Thomas, he might get himself out of the game, and it'll be Jrue Holiday.
That's why I like the over of this game, guys.
don't screw around. Over.
Well, it's one of these deals. They're trying to scare us away.
We're talking
about, like, reading between the lines, and Tony, we've been successful this week on it.
Yeah, trap doors.
Earlier in the week, we were like, we call it the Tony Cincata special. It's like when Tony rolls up, kids, with the van.
Free candy.
Yeah, I got free candy, free ice cream. You run. So it's like we told him, you run far from the Pistons earlier in the week because it's a trap, man. Last night, we all identified it, Tony. You and I were wrong about Oklahoma City, but we nailed that Houston game against Minnesota. Yep. So a lesson with totals, though. What are they doing now with this total? You're like, wow, that's really high. Because you would figure, okay, Lakers and Pels, they'll make it 222, 224. Yeah. 230. No, they're not screwing around. They made it 230.
231.
What's that doing? They're trying to scare you now. They put barbed wire up.
I'm not afraid.
Oh, you want to bet the over? Then, hey, we're not giving it to you. You better lay 230. That's telling you the odds makers think, dear God, these teams are going to get into the 240s.
One of these teams, you know what I mean? The winning team is going to bet like $1.42 tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, 130. I was going to say 125, 130. 125, 115.
Yeah, even more than that.
Like, I think we're comfortable up to about 242 here.
I agree.
So I don't have a problem betting over 230, Tony.
I don't either. I think you could go absolutely there. And, of course, if Cam gets involved, he might want to tease that, you know, down to 227.
We were talking about yesterday.
Hey, they're parlay hits, baby.
Yeah, my piece of crap sports book wouldn't let me tease curling, Tony. I was mad.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted 9.5 rocks. Yeah. Cam's like, you can't get a 5-rock parlay.
That's what I was saying, Tony. I go, if we're going to tease curling, you basically like football, a teaser, 6 points is 1 rock. Six and a half is 1.5 rocks, and 7 is 2 rocks.
I wanted 7 rocks.
At Cam's curling
class. I wanted a 7-rock teaser.
That's a 24. That's like a football, 24-point teaser, I guess? 8-gamer? 10-gamer?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Wow. You know what's crazy? Another game that I love the over tonight is 214, is that Utah-Phoenix game. I have Donovan Mitchell as a top shooting guard there. There's a chance Book is going to play. It's a game-time decision. I think Mitchell's the guy there. I like the over. Utah's been lighting it up, and they look at their
10-game win streak.
Yeah, one other guy we didn't mention was Torian Prince with that Atlanta situation. He's going to get plenty of playing time. He's a chucker at $4,600. He comes into play. And then, of course, Isaiah Thomas.
Great point, Tony. When you're thinking about this game, they're not your dad's Utah Jazz that used to play, lockdown defense. 213 is actually low. And what do we know about Phoenix? Gabe already told you. They're on the beach in Cabo already. These guys have checked out, losing games, by 48, 50. These guys are, brutal.
I'm laying the points, guys. 213, I'm laying the 11 points.
I kind of like Tony's over, though, too, because I think Phoenix could give up tons and tons of points.
The problem with the over in this game is...
How much is Phoenix going to score?
I could see Utah winning 113-90.
If Booker plays, I would feel so much like I would be.
Yeah, you love the over if Booker plays. Huh? What about Golden State and Portland? You think the game goes over?
Golden State and Portland, you got everyone back there.
226
is the total. Yeah, that's a good number. that's why. I think I don't like that as much. If I had to go one way or the other, I would go over.
It's crazy.
Cam's a dry cleaner.
Yeah, Tony.
What's the deal here? Cam's phone's blowing up.
I got 2 minutes call. I'm taking up pants. Usually the dry cleaners, don't they just send you an email? What's with the personal call?
They're probably calling you, Mr. Cam. We just found a pound of heroin in your jacket.
Mr. Cameron,
here.
There's a special package in your slacks. Come on down.
You're being set up.
Yeah, I think I am.
I see. I look over.
I know. My
Cam's got a concerned look on his face, and his phone's lighting up, Tony.
Yeah, Portuguese Joe just called, too. He hasn't seen it in 2 days.
It's dry cleaning. You got a VIP dry cleaning service?
No, I got 2 pairs of pants taken up, and they're taking off $8 because I'm paying cash.
Surprise. How many pairs of pants do you own?
Not very many. I went to Costco to buy slacks. It tells you I don't have a lot of money, Gabe.
Tony, Phoenix played Utah a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago, in Phoenix.
Score?
Yeah, it was 129-79 or something. 129-9. They killed them. So I could see the game going over the number. All right, so, Tony, what's your lineup tonight? What do you got, buddy?
Here's what we got tonight in the National Basketball Association. Donovan Mitchell at point guard, Torian Prince at the shooting guard, and then I got Royce O'Neal, $4,300. I thought
Royce
I made a mistake.
O'Neal.
Royce O'Neal, he's going to start tonight for Utah against Phoenix Suns. Anthony Davis, $11,600. Rudy Gobert, $7,600 against nobody in the middle. Marcus Delaney, because of the $3,500 start at point.
I wanted to ask you about that center position.
Yeah.
Actually, just quickly. So Drummond should eat tonight, but he's 10-6. He lit him up last time. I think Drummond is a play tonight, guys.
Absolutely.
You know who I want to take a look at, actually? Everyone rips the guy all the time.
Blake Griffin or Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, the guy's been playing good ball. But you got to pay for it. I didn't like that aspect of it.
The price is a little high. Like, I think he's going to exceed it. I think he's going to get us over 40 points, and he'll be all right tonight. But I think the other guys just get a little better matchups. They have no one in Orlando. But Dwight Howard, it's a good matchup. The price is just a little too high at 8,200. Where Anthony Davis, I see. If you use him at center, I see him getting us 60-plus fantasy points tonight. John Collins at 4,600. I think he nails 30 fantasy points tonight, playing 30 minutes in this game. Rudy Gobert against Phoenix. Everybody torches them apart. I see him putting up 40 fantasy points. He left 18 rebounds in that game. And Drummond will light it up as well.
Dario Saric has been very, very consistent as well, Tony.
Dario Saric has been. He has been, but I'm going to stay away. That's going to be a defensive game. Mitchell, Prince, O'Neal, Davis, Rudy Gobert, Delaney, Collins, and Dwayne Dedman in this
Tony
one.
Loves Dedman. Tony loves Dedman.
Most improved player in the NBA.
That's your favorite player, Tony.
No, we're starting to
realize
Dedman's Tony's guy. He's showing up, too. The guy's delivering. He's 16.5 points, 11.5 boards. Guy's winning,
he's going to get some minutes, too.
Yep.
Yeah, and I get pissed off when I see guys, 7 feet tall, shooting three-pointers, but it's the way of the world. I can't solve everything.
You know, DeLon Wright flying under the radar, guys, $3,900.
We talked
about Van Fleet.
I was looking at it.
Exactly. I'm putting him in right now in my lineup. It's a perfect number, $3,900.
That is a great price.
Back-to-back. You mentioned it, Tony, last night. DeMar and Kyle played 30-plus minutes.
The price is right.
I don't see them playing another 30, 35 tonight.
The price is right.
The bench could get some playing time tonight against a pretty bad Bulls team. At $3,900, look, and he's going to give you 20 or so.
I'll give you two guys. I like him at that price, and if you want $3,800, I like Dorsey because he'll start as the shooting guard tonight for Atlanta. So those are the two guys that I'm looking for at that price.
All right, let me rattle off my lineup quickly, and we'll get to Cam's golf lineup. Isaiah Thomas, I like where you're going with Delaney at $3,500. We're going to jump in on the Atlanta train since it's so cheap. We're going to take Torin Prince at 46, Antonio Davis, power forward, Rudy Gobert, center, Donovan Mitchell, guard, Alan Crabb. We didn't get to Crabb. Some crab cakes.
Love crab cakes.
I tell you what, Tony, crab cakes have been, they've been flying off the, we can't keep up at the restaurant, man. 40, 43, 32. I'm going to ride this train in what should be some points tonight against the Pacers and DeLon Wright at $3,900.
There you have it. The guys are absolutely getting it done. We're going to get them right back, and we're talking a little golf as we get a little golf this week. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't played DFS golf, you're missing out, man. There is nothing better than the Thursday, Friday. Then you try to go into it, and you try to put a lineup together that makes it to the weekend, and then all of a sudden, you know what we do? We turn it around, and then we get into the finals, and we absolutely, on Sunday, if you're in it and you're in the money, there is nothing better than on Sunday. Cam, when you watch your team coming down the stretch in DFS golf, and on Sundays you're in the money, there's no better TV atmosphere.
No, that's the thing about DFS golf. It's one of those sports, and it's perfect for the fantasy player. A lot of people are like, golf, whatever, because I was betting six packs and stuff. But DFS golf, too, you're looking, wow, I got the leader. I got a guy in seventh, fifth. And you start to look and go, it's serious cash time, Tony.
You pretty much need to nail the top five, though, right?
No. Last week there was a guy, he had first, seventh, 8th, 14th, and like all inside the top 15.
But he had Potter.
That's the thing.
Let's get down to business. What do you got for us, Ken?
Okay, well, I'm going to start things off. I did two lineups. This one's with Dustin Johnson, 11,900. Dustin Johnson, I'm going to bet him also at 5-1 in this tournament. He is unbelievable here at the Genesis Open. Win, second, fourth in his last four trips there. 11,900. Tony will agree. He's going to be in his lineup. An absolute steal at this price. He could be over $12,000. Next, we're going with Team Belgium. Hello, Thomas Peters at 7,700. Watch out for Thomas Peters this week. Second in his debut at Riviera. 7 for 7 cuts, a top 10, and averaging close to 76 fantasy points per tournament. Next, we're going to the Chapel with Tony Cincata. Kevin Chapel, $7,700, 6 of 7 cuts, 2 top 10s. I love the situation. Patrick can't get laid. Yes, he can. He went to UCLA. Patrick Cantlay, $7,600. Love this kid. He's going to be an absolute stud. At that price on DraftKings is nuts. I would have put him probably around 8,400. Patrick Cantlay is in the top 25 machine, 5 for 5 cuts. Look at this guy. Ollie Snyder Jans. Hey, how you doing? Yes. I like this guy. I love this kid. Absolutely love him. 5 for 7, 2 top 10s. And the thing about Snyder Jans, Gabe, 8th in his debut here, and he's played one other tournament on the PGA Tour, 3rd. So 2 tournaments, 2 inside the top 10, young up-and-comer.
Love it.
And a very, very dangerous and volatile pick, but at the price, Charlie Hoffman, the Hoff, you got to take him at $7,400. Coming off injury, I believe Hoff gets it right at the Genesis, guys.
That's my only concern with Hoffman. Like, I love him. I play him a lot, and at $7,400, I think it's a steal. But I am going to stay away from him this week because of the injury there. I love the Ollie Snyder Jans picks. I mean, he has a pair of top 10s amongst 5 top 25s this season. And he is really, really putting it together. Last year was the only time he played at Riviera, and he tied for 8th last season there.
Yep.
Snyder Jans is definitely a guy that could be cheap. And the other guy that you got, I have in my lineup, is Kevin Chappell, of course, at $7,700. You guys could get him in there. He's also from UCLA, and a guy that's putting it together. Last week he had a 76 on the final hole to knock him out, but we'll be ready and come back with a little vengeance this week.
I love your team, Tony. And the thing is, like, I love, you got the same picks as me with Chappell and Snyder Jans and DJ, so we have 3 of the same 6, but your Cabrera Bale pick, very under the radar. Charles Howell is a guy that makes money, and Bubba Watson, that's a risky pick, but a horse for the course. Very successful at this track.
My team?
Yes, do it, Morenci. Do it. Let's go.
My team?
Yep.
Don't call me Dustin. Charlie Hoffman. The Hoff.
The Hoff, yes.
Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah.
My boy Pat Perez.
Love Pat Perez.
Dustin Johnson.
DJ.
Ollie Snyder Jans. Patrick, he's going to get laid real soon. And my boy, married with children style. Bud.
Oh, Bud Cauley.
Bud Cauley.
Oh, I'm a huge Bud Cauley
guy.
Yeah,
Hoffman. I got like this team, man. Hoffman, Perez, Dustin Johnson, Snyder, Cantlay, and Bud Cauley. Tony, you like Bud Cauley? $6,700.
Yeah, I saw that price, and I'm like, man, I should jump on him, but I didn't grab on him. Now, here's the thing this week. I don't like taking guys the first week over on the European Tour. They seem to do better the second week. There's a little adjustment there.
Were we talking about Fleetwood?
There's a ton of guys this week coming over from the European Tour.
Fleetwood's been killing it over there. Yeah, that's the guy I wanted in my lineup here, man.
Well,
how's he going to handle California, Cam?
Yeah. I'll tell you. Tony, you guys will know. Tommy Fleetwood is mashing up the European Tour, and that's the thing. He's been winning big-time events. He comes over here, and he plays good in the United States of America, so he's an interesting guy, Tony. And you know from a DFS, being a DFS king playing all sports, he'll be low-owned because a lot of guys will go to DJ is going to be highly owned. Spieth, those guys always look. Phil's hot. People are going to go there. Those are guys I'm going to avoid, but I'm going to tell
you.
Fleetwood might be sneaky.
If you go with Tommy Fleetwood, what I would do is when you have that lineup that you avoid Dustin Johnson and hope he falls off, then you drop down to 9,500 to Tommy Fleetwood, and then you go with the balanced lineup, like go and grab Tommy Fleetwood, right? Grab Paul Casey, and then grab, you know, a Pat Perez. Go with all those $9,000, $8,000 golfers and try to go with a balanced team and hope that the top guns don't show up.
It's
you like Daniel Berger this weekend?
No, I don't actually. No? But Berger is the guy. I think he's a little bit too high in price, and I'm going to avoid him. It's funny you mentioned that, Tony. My lineup without DJ is Paul Casey, Alex Noren, Mark Leishman, Ollie Snyder Jans, Jason, I don't smoke crack. Jason Kokrak? Is it Coke or crack? It's Jason Kokrak. And the Hoff, Charlie Hoffman.
See, that's good lineup. That's good lineup building there. And then this course, you know, it's a long course, so everybody's going to think that you got to put these long guys in. But here's the problem. If you don't keep it on the fairway, the rough is crazy at this course. So all these guys that bomb, you got to look at greens and regulation is the statistic that you're looking for to try to put together. If you go and look at the stats, greens and regulation is the number one statistic we're looking for.
Well, you know, this is a hardcore golf conversation and a real sports radio station. Well, we just talked golf for 19 minutes and didn't bring up Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
But I'll ask you, Tiger Woods, Cam, $8,800.
Too expensive.
Tony, Tiger Woods,
$8,800. This is the cut.
Ooh.
I love you, Tony.
Wow, this is the cut.
Bull.
We'll get the odds on that on the other side with Tony Cicada. basketball. Let's talk some bets. Let's make some money. And maybe some quick NHL DFS as well.
I put a team together.
NHL picks. Oh, Cam's got an NHL team. Great. Good stuff. Red Heat and Rage Radio. Game Time Decisions continues.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Man, these shows fly by. Cam Stewart nearly burning down Melrose Place Studios.
Sorry, I just slipped out there. Butterfingers. Better lay off your finger off my butterfinger.
It's a nightmare, Tony. Like, you know, the studio, we're doing the show, and there's a kitchen right next to us, and... you know, can't Cam in a kitchen for 3 hours. It drives him crazy. Like, not, you know.
The worst is
he leaves here starving.
I show up, Tony, and I walk in. What's Gabe doing? Buttering toast. He's got bacon in the I'm losing my mind. I'm drooling. Like I came at the worst time because he knows when I see food, I got to eat food.
That's a dude that works all night. When you come into a guy's house at 4 p.m. and he's got buttered toast and bacon going.
I love breakfast. Breakfast for lunch, dinner, anytime.
But radio, you know the lifestyle, Tony. Radio host, right? Yeah, there's no time. There's no clock. We operate by when's the next show.
You know what? That's exactly how we operate. A lot of times I ask my kids, "What day is it when I get up?"
So what's the deal? Friday, you're going to the WWE with the kids?
Close. It's not even the WWE. It's their. It's the NXT, which
that's
got
even
Eric.
Cooler. That's oh, that's
yeah.
Cooler.
Yeah, our guy Eric Young is part of it, but he won't be in the audience there. And we've got second row seats where the wrestlers come out so my kids can really cause some havoc.
Tony, let me tell you a story about me and Gabe. We used to work with not WWE Diva, but host Renee Young. Her name used to be Renee Paquette. You remember her? Now she's.
You shouldn't expose her. Yeah, her real name's Renee Paquette, not Renee Young.
Yeah, yes. No, but people on Twitter know that stuff. I saw a guy, he direct messaged me. Remember Renee Paquette? So anyway, yeah, Gabe and I used to work with her. Really cool chick, and she's doing pretty well in Vince McMahon's world.
Yeah, Cam goes out and gets drunk with Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I had a couple drinks with Ambrose. He doesn't drink much, but you know what he likes? His chew. He's got a cup.
So I see Dean Ambrose when he wrestled in this NXT back before he made it. And I'm like, he's wearing jeans and a T-shirt. And he looks like a guy that I wouldn't be afraid to fight in a bar. And I'm like, he's 190 pounds. How is he wrestling? This guy's never going to make it. And now look.
He's pretty tough. He really flies around and takes a beating.
Oh, yeah. He has some great matches. It's absolutely amazing. The first time I saw him, I was like, there's no way.
We'll bet on WrestleMania, Tony. We'll have odds and everything. We'll have picks. And it would be so fun. That's one thing on my bucket list. I've never been to a WrestleMania.
I've been to two.
I've seen them all. But...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you've been to two. Did you go last year? Did you go to the one in Florida outdoors?
Yeah.
Was it in Orlando, right?
Yeah, and I went in Miami when The Rock fought John Cena. The first time.
So what's it like? Is WrestleMania off the hook? Is it a good experience to go?
Yeah, it's a good experience, but it's a lot of people and a lot of crazy people. Like, you know the wrestling crowd. You've seen these people. Imagine 70,000 of them in one building.
I remember my buddy went to the WrestleMania. In
it's like
Toronto.
Going to West Virginia.
He made it. You know what my buddy did? He leans over this kid after the Ultimate Warrior ended Hulk Hogan's. He goes, "Hey, Hulkamania is dead, kid." Crying to his family. I'm like, "You're an idiot." Yeah,
you know,
there's
Tony,
a lot of psychos there.
You know, we'll get to Cam's hockey lineup in a second. But as long as we're talking wrestling, and Tony, you're gonna like this story. It was I don't know. It was about 20 years ago or so. And
this is a good one.
I used to go to wrestling all the time, right? And Montreal's a big wrestling city. Montreal screw job, right? Bret Hart and Michaels and everything. But so Friday nights, like, they used to come often, like routinely, every couple of months type deal. So I used to go and just get wasted, Tony, right? Like, just drink like 82 beers. And me and my buddies, like, you know, like you and your kid, man, we'd make sure that we weren't up in cheap seats. We'd make sure, no, we're going to be right near the ring, right? So, you know, in the old days, you could throw, like, cups at them, and you know what I mean? Yeah. It was sort of, so they were encouraging it. Screw you, and people are throwing cups at the ring, in the ring. I was in the front row, and Billy Gunn, you remember Billy Gunn?
Billy Gunn, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Billy Gunn is there, and he's sort of standing, like, outside the ring after, playing it up, and people are throwing stuff at him. And I was double-fisting it. I had two cups of beer, so I had a fresh, nice, ice-cold one in a cup. And I had one that was kind of warm, and you know, the warm, warm beer at an arena, right?
Ooh, bad draft.
Yeah, so I took a sip. I was like, oh, God. I was like, ugh. And I said, hey, Billy Gunn, F you. And I threw the cup of beer at Billy Gunn, except I couldn't have done it. Like, John Elway couldn't have done it better. Like, and it was like half full, Tony, so it carried weight through the air. It hit him right in the face from like 5 feet away. Like, I hit Billy Gunn in the face hard, man, with a cup of beer, and it went all over him and stuff. He freaking lost it, man. He came over and he pulled me over the rail, Tony.
Yeah.
So like, he pulled me like on like next to the ring type thing. Like, he pulled me out of the crowd over the rail and grabbed me. Security comes like running in. They all corral me, Tony, and walk me up the ramp that the wrestlers come out of. So Billy Gunn's like, I'm gonna effing kill you, you little punk. Security's got my arm behind my back. They take me backstage. And I was like, oh, man, they're going to kill me.
There might be jail time.
No, I wasn't worried about jail time, Cam. I was worried about the living shit kicked out of me. So I was like, oh, man, this is real bad, man, because they were taking me in the back. And they take me in the room, and Mick Foley was there, but he was Mankind in those days. Ah. And he was getting dressed. He was like, he had his, like, tights on. And, like, so I start yelling, Mick, you got to help me. And he's sort of, I'm in there like dressing room type thing. And I'm like, Mick, they're going to kill me, man. Mankind looks over at me and sort of ignores me. Security's all over me. And Billy Gunn wanted to get me. And security were like, we're going to take care of him. Don't worry. We got this. Then they took me into this corridor. And I'm like, man, if you guys kill me, man, I'm going to sue this building. I'm like, so I'm threatening them big time and stuff. So they kicked me out, but I was such a persistent little prick, Tony, there was a bar in the arena, and they would just stamp your hand. So I just went into the bar. I went through the bar right back into the arena, and I bought, like, a wrestling toque to cover my hair, to be, like, disguised. So I went right back. So security comes up. They're like, dude, man, what are you, an idiot? They're like, we know who you are. And they was like, we're watching. If you do anything again. So the best part was, Tony, in the arena and then after, chicks and everyone were coming up to me, man, all these kids and stuff. They thought I was part of it because I got pulled in and I got taken out the ramp.
Oh,
and they're like, oh, what? Who's your character and who are you with? And I'm all like, oh, I'm a new manager. I said, I'm a new manager. You'll see. You'll see who I'm with soon. I'm taking pictures and stuff, Tony, with people outside. They're like, hey, there's a guy with Billy Gunn that fought with Billy Gunn. And I used to have long hair, Tony. I had a leather jacket on and stuff.
Oh, there he is, Gabe Morency, the wrestling aficionado. Guy absolutely getting it done. You know what? I could see Gabe back in the day. He would cut the best promos ever if he was ever in the WWE full-time. And you know what? Guys like Captain Lou Albano, they wouldn't have nothing over Gabe Morency. Absolutely getting it done. A couple golf guys. Before we get the guys back together, a couple golf guys that I'm looking to that are off the radar that you might want to wager on. I got some odds here for top 10 finishes. I'm liking a couple guys plus 330. We talked about Kevin Chappell. Kevin Chappell at mybookie.com. Real quick, Joe, Joel Embiid is ruled out tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid out for the 76ers. We got Gabe back, and we've got my man Cam Stewart. Cam, I was about to give him two guys that are like the top 10 bets, right? Brandon Grace and Kevin Chappell are 330, and Ollie Snyderjans. I like those guys to throw some money down on those guys, plus 330 in top 10 finishes.
Love those bets.
Interesting
yeah.
that Embiid is
throw
out.
Throw Snyder, Jans, Cantlay. All, I love that. And Kevin Chappell. Great picks, Tony. I have a feeling those guys are going to be hovering all day long.
Heat and Sixers taking off the board. This is the thing with the NBA, man.
It's crazy.
For fantasy
you
and betting.
You got to wait until the last second.
Yeah, you bet earlier in the day. It's a gamble that, oh, this guy's going to be there. He's not going to be there. The Sixers were 6.5-point favorites against the Miami Heat. They've just taken a game off the board right now. Cam, your NHL lineup, and I want to hear your six-pack of bets, or is it a three-pack?
You got it. Yeah, well, tonight there's only three games in the National Hockey League. We're going to get it together, but Tony, I like you, buddy. I'm stacking at center Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs. This guy's hotter than Satan's balls right now. 7,700 on DraftKings.
Hotter than Satan's balls.
Yeah, that's real hot.
Never heard that before.
I don't know. 4.5 DraftKings points. You're playing the Columbus Blue Jackets on the back-to-back. I think that's going to be pretty smooth. Bo Horvat, $6,000, one of the best players on Vancouver Canucks. As for Florida, they're giving up a lot of goals right now. The Panthers, 31st in D. Brock Besser, the All-Star Game MVP, $6,800. I'm actually putting Canucks in the lineup as a pooch tonight. William Nylander of the Leafs, this guy's absolutely sick. Multiple point games, coming off a three-point game. This guy is my absolute sleeper from the Florida Panthers, Dennis Malgin. Who is he? I'll tell you. 2 points his last game, 8 points in his last 10. He's $4,300 right in the bottom of the basement. Patrick Nemeth, Colorado defense, $3,100. Don't have to pay for blue liners. Justin Hull, Toronto, $3,000. 2 points in two games. Bottom of the basement price. Carey Price from Gabe's Montreal Canadiens is my tender. And Mr. Gallagher, $5,100 utility.
Like where you're going with that, Cam.
Thanks, buddy. You know, there's a lot of stuff to like. The NHL, it's going to be an interesting night tonight. Like, if you take a couple Canucks, I think they're in a good spot against Florida. Florida, they're giving up a lot of goals. Vancouver's a good young team. They're starting to play better.
One guy you can move up in your DFS, if you guys like Dario Saric before, move him up at $6,200. That's a lot of rebounds that he's going to have an opportunity. And if you need another cheap play, $3,500, Rekin Holmes now is a guy that will be in the starting lineup for the Philadelphia 76ers.
We already like Saric at 62. You're
now
right.
You really like him.
So, Tony, what, you're readjusting right now, huh?
Yeah,
you're firing away right now, Tony?
I don't know. Here's the problem with the NBA and why they'll never get the casual fan playing DFS is that you can't play unless you're alive between 6 and 7 at your computer, because you gotta make moves, man. It's every night this is an occurrence.
You imagine, and Joel Embiid's a major star. You imagine it's like 5 minutes before NFL Sunday. Oh yeah, by the way, Drew Brees isn't playing. It's right. All casual, Tony. You know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, by the way, yeah, we're benching everyone tonight for the game. Yeah, thanks for, you know, imagine being an odds maker though, Tony. You know, and these casinos. And, you know, the NBA wants 1% of the betting handle. Yeah. You guys don't even know who's going to be in your freaking lineups.
Great point.
Give it up to my man Sean McCarthy, who got me on the Embiid thing, and get that over to me real quick. And he's listening to the show. Thank you for absolutely getting it done.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
That's huge. That's the difference between winning and losing money, these late decisions.
Man, last night, Okafor. We find out 60
NBA,
seconds
that's
before.
That's the thing about the NBA, man. You got to be on top of things. It changes so damn quickly, it's unbelievable.
All right, so they've reposted the number. How many points, Tony, do you think Joel Embiid is worth to the point spread?
5.
Because they were 6.5-point favorites?
2. No, they're 4.5 points. It's the line is 2 now, correct?
It's 4.5.
Oh, 4.5. Wow.
Two points.
I was going to say 4 points.
And listen,
points.
Mark Lawrence was with us earlier. Miami Heat, 10-1 against the spread, back-to-backs.
Yeah. Great numbers.
We already liked Miami Heat. Now with Embiid, I'm surprised by this, Tony. Aren't you? Like that they were 6.5 with Embiid.
Yeah,
you figure out,
no
like, they bump Embiid out, they're going to drop it down to 1.5, 2.5, right?
Makes no sense to me.
I mean, is Joel Embiid only worth 2 points?
No, he's worth more. He's worth more. 4.
The thing is, Miami played last night.
So. Don't worry about it. They played good.
It's a leap of faith. All right, got a couple of minutes left here.
Yep.
What are you looking at tonight, Cam? What are you betting on the golf? We'll get your picks. Let's get into the picks.
Okay, you want my golf? What am I betting on the golf? I got a 6-pack for you.
What do you got?
I got Dustin Johnson plus 500 people. If you're going to bet 200 for the tournament, he's going to be a $100 play, and then we're going to spread it around after that. Other bets that I like: Thomas Peters at 45-1. Watch out for this guy. He has the ability to win. We're also going to go with Ollie Snyder Jans at 45-1. I also like a couple other guys. Jason Kokrak, if you're looking for a bomb at 70-1. And Gabe, everybody loves the Hoff. Charlie Hoffman is like 90-1 for a guy that has been in contention before. Those are good betting guys. But, hey, if you're not going to bet DJ, I also like Paul Casey. He's 25-1. That's the betting six-pack.
Tony, what are you laying it down on tonight?
I'll tell you what, in the NBA, I like the over in that New Orleans-LA game. I like Indiana giving the points on the road to the Brooklyn team. That's absolutely abysmal. And I also like, in tonight's action, I like the Charlotte Bobcats and Michael Jordan's team to defeat the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, it seems like
those
good
are great
day.
Trends working in those games.
Yeah, you're working on the right side of the trends. Let's take a look at the National Basketball Association, and let's put together a money line parlay here. So we know the Atlanta Hawks are rolling over. The Pistons will get back on track tonight and win the basketball game. Pacers. I don't want to put the Pacers in a parlay. I'd rather just lay them 170 on the money line outright. I think they're going to beat the Nets this evening. Wizards at Knicks, no. Clippers at Celtics. Celtics minus 200. Do you think the Celtics beat the Clippers tonight, Tony?
I think they do, but that's going to be a tight game. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't kill you if you went either way on that one in taking the points.
Toronto Raptors and the Chicago Bulls.
I don't know, man.
Raptors bench is so good, Cam.
Yeah, they might be worth that. What are they, minus six?
Yeah, I'm going to go money line parlay. Detroit Pistons, Toronto Raptors.
Yep, that's what you did. Hey, last night you did the two-game NBA parlay that clicked. We did the four-game NHL parlay.
Yeah, and I don't think Milwaukee covered, but they won. So
exactly. Sometimes, yeah, and you talk about teasers are more dangerous, people.
So we took a Detroit Pistons, Toronto Raptors money line parlay, but as far as the picks are concerned, well, we're going to trust the process, man. And I'm not talking about betting on the Sixers. I'm going to trust the process and the database and the numbers here and take the Miami Heat plus the 4.5 points. I think the Pacers beat the Nets minus 170 on the money line. I also think it goes over 212.5 points. I think the Pelicans and the Lakers game is going to be a track meet. I have no problem laying the over 231 in that basketball game. We're laying the 11.5 with the Utah Jazz, man. The Phoenix Suns are a dumpster fire.
They are pretty bad.
They're a freaking
Marquise
dumpster
Chris
fire.
Could be out for Phoenix in the lineups tonight. Dragan Bender is going to get the start for Marquise Chris at power forward. Tyson Chandler might be out as well as Alex Len is starting. So Phoenix could be under man, but Devin Booker's questionable tonight.
Alex Len, steal my sunshine.
I don't think Phoenix could beat the Grand Canyon University basketball
team.
Golden State Warriors and the Blazers. Let's go over the 226. Cam, we're going to take Providence. The Friars plus 10 and the over 152. What do you got?
Providence plus 10. Clemson plus 5 on the ice. Leafs, money line regulation as well. Vancouver Canucks as my dog. And in NBA, I'm riding Tony. Utah over 216.
I take
Tony.
Bill Walt and 3 racial slurs tonight in that telecast.
Marvelous. Tony Cincata. We apologize for any technical difficulties. We'll have it sorted out for tomorrow.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us. The Fantasy Sports Radio.